Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. It is your show host and producer, Kim Bullock. And it's truly excited to have another special guest for the last show of the year. So, man, I am so excited because I have made a promise to myself that I was going to pick Brown Sugar Radio back up in the year 2021. And not only did I do that, but I committed to it and I stuck to it. And I'm so excited. So this is the final show for season two. Also, we're ending it out with a bang. Really excited to have special guest Mark Jackson Jr. with the rise of ransomware. And we're going to talk about the importance of protecting yourself in the cyberspace. So let me talk a little bit about Mr. Jackson before we bring him live on the air of Brown Sugar Radio. So as we prepare, listen, to enter 2022, we have to take the necessary safety precautions to protect ourselves online. We know we have online predators left and right, as you see now, even on Brown Sugar Radio. Most of you are listening virtually online. And so what are the steps that we can do, right, to protect ourselves? Well, get ready, get your notepads and your pens, because Mr. Jackson is going to share with us some tips, but I want to share a little bit more about his area of expertise. So he is a cybersecurity and compliance expert. He brings an increased awareness to the security of his audiences and communicates the importance of protecting, right, your business. And this is the thing. A lot of us I know are entrepreneurs online, and so it's really important for us in the online space that we protect ourselves, right? We protect our businesses, our brands, everything we've worked so hard for. And so with Mac, he's going to show us what we need to do in order to enforce the security policies and procedures for our businesses and cyber crimes like identity theft, which is a huge one. I remember when I used to work at Capital One, that identity theft was major, something really, really serious. And you know, we would deal with a lot of different customers who would always have their credit cards hacked and things like that. And so it was just something I remember just listening and learning so much in that industry. But not only when it comes to your credit card and identity theft, what about the crimes that can damage, right, your family and your businesses? So I want to welcome at this time Mac Jackson Jr. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. So honored to have you with us. I love the fact that not only are you teaching how we can protect our family and our businesses, Mac, but you work with a leading privacy and technology association in order to protect individuals such as, like I said, online entrepreneurs, right, and even the big companies, you know, that they need protection as well. And so your background in cybersecurity, compliance, law, and business consulting, what a huge, 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 I would say, area of importance when it comes to us protecting ourselves. And so I'm just really excited to get into it and speak more in regards to what we can do to protect ourselves. And so what would be the first tip that you would provide, Mac, in regard? Well, first of all, before we get into the tip, I want to ask, what made you decide to become an expert in this area when it comes to cyber crimes? Were you a victim? Did something happen?
I've had a little bit of both. I started out as a programmer doing accounting software for businesses, and I noticed that there were a lot of companies that would want to buy corporate secrets from other competitors, and they would pay programmers and hackers for that information. That was my first.
Oh, wow.
My first look into cybersecurity back in the day. And with the internet now people getting their information stolen, their personal information stolen by hackers, you know, around the world.
Wow. So they get the information and they sell it to companies?
Yeah, what happens is the hackers would steal corporate trade secrets, intellectual property, proposals, and they'll sell their other corporations, you know, for a profit, their competitors. That's how it started out about 25 years ago. But now it's different. Now it has grown into a business where your personal information, hackers are looking to acquire that by compromising your credit card information and your banking information, and they'll sell it to other bad guys in the darknet.
That is crazy. So would that be what's called the black web?
The dark web, yes.
The dark web? Okay.
The dark web.
Look, that goes to show.
Yes.
I don't know much about that criminal side. I knew it was something dark or black. Oh, wow, yes. Because, like I said, you kind of hear it and you know, just fasten and hearing people talk about it. And they were saying,
right,
you know, this is where the criminals are getting their information from. Wow. Or selling it, you're saying, too.
Yes. Think of the dark net like a swap meet, right?
Mm.
Being a swap meet for bad guys, where they all meet and they try to buy and sell each other's information that they've stolen, stolen goods.
Oh, my goodness.
Rather than physical stolen goods, they're electronic stolen goods, like credit card numbers, passports, birth certificates, driver's license, all of that. That's kind of and that's just a slice of what the dark net is.
So what made you so passionate to help educate others about the dangers of this?
Well, the idea of being a programmer and a hacker myself, seeing this information and taking it beyond the moral level, but, you know, just a way of these hackers, what they're doing, they're attempting to bring down society. And like my mom always said, if they use that power for the good, we'd have a better place to live, right?
Absolutely. That's you know, I always
think
about that. Why is it the geniuses? That's why they call them, I guess, evil geniuses. I said, but why is it they're so smart and they're using it for wrong? You know, use it to build a multi-million-dollar company, right? Something productive that's positive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, incredible.
Absolutely.
So what would you say as, you know, an entrepreneur online, some of the ways that we can protect ourselves from getting on this dark web?
Well, good question. So one thing you can do is, at the basic level, is to make sure you have a strong password. Now, I know all of us have heard that before, their passwords, about passwords, but the password is the easiest way and the most simplest thing that we could do to protect ourselves online. You need to make sure that you have a strong password. As a matter of fact, you should take it to the next level and have a passphrase and not just a word, but a passphrase. An English sentence that you remember.
Like Mary had
and you
a
change
little
a couple
lamb
of the characters
like
in
that.
It. Well, with an exclamation point, and you would change a couple of the characters in the sentence, Mary had a little lamb or whatever. And that would be a stronger password than just saying lamb or Mary.
Wow. And what do you...
And you should
have
this password for all of you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Make it a sentence, basically.
Right, exactly. Make it a sentence.
So I have a girlfriend of mine. She just recently got hacked. Someone had gave her a link through Instagram, and it said something about they were acting like they were Instagram, and they were saying, hey, click this link. You know, someone has accessed your account. Click this link to reset your account. So she clicked the link, and sure enough, as soon as she clicked on it, they took her account. She had over 100,000 followers, and she was just completely devastated.
Yep.
And what I want to know is, what can they get from Instagram? Like, that doesn't have information, or it doesn't have information on it that
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's an old trick that hackers, these bad guys do. It's called phishing. And what they'll do is they'll send an email or a text message through your Instagram or your messenger through Facebook. I had a client today that sent me a text message that her account was hacked that way. What they'll do is they'll have a message that says something to the effect of, hey, I saw you in this video. Was this you? And they'll have a link. And that statement sounds, you know, pretty, it sparks the curiosity of people.
I
who want to click
that.
On it, see
yeah.
what it's about, right?
I get that.
Never
all
click
the time,
on that.
Like,
you ever get those? Yeah, never click on those. Because what happens is as soon as you click on it, it will read all of your contacts within your device, either your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop, and will get those email addresses, and it'll send that similar message, or if not a different one, to those people on your list. And what they're looking to
That's
do
crazy.
Is to get someone to click on a link to install malware on their computer or phone.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what does an Instagram or a Facebook do? Like, there's no personal information on that. But it's the
right.
computer you're
yep,
using or the system.
Yep, it's a computer device. That's what they want.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So when we're using these devices, because I actually initiated the, it's a password. What is it called? They have to actually get a code from another app, and then they have to get the text message. So I've got, like, double protection.
Yes, it's called two-factor authentication.
Yep.
And
that's
with two-factor authentication, you'll have that.
Wow. And so
what would you
say, you know, for even the big corporations, you know, when they we're doing so much online, we're working, you know, we have private information. What's the best protection that we can use when it comes to our internet, like our antivirus protection, or with
sure.
What's the other one? Yeah, give us some of. I forgot the other word. Is it? What you just said it something
you
where?
You almost had it. It's they need to have a VPN if they're
okay.
If they are using the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop
uh-huh.
or a hotel room or someone else, even at a friend's house, if you're using a VPN. You need to have a VPN software on your smart device and or laptop when you're surfing the internet.
Now, how do you
and that will give you a layer of protection. Sure. What you do is you can download these apps from either the Apple Store or the Android Store. And you could just find any of them on there that are good. There's several of them out there, right? I don't endorse, you know, any particular one because having something is better than nothing to protect yourself. Uh-oh. Did I lose it? Still there, Kim?
Now, I didn't know that we could – yes, I'm sorry.
There we go.
I didn't realize that
no problem.
We could use them as small business owners. I thought the VPN – were for the larger corporation. So I'm really glad that you clarified that, you know, because that's something that I feel is so important that we can use as another layer of protection, right?
Yes, yes, especially if you are online at a strange location that's not your own, Wi-Fi at home or your office, if you're using someone else's Wi-Fi wireless access, you should have your own VPN. To give you that extra layer of protection.
Now, so the VPN, we can access it on our mobile device too?
Absolutely. You should have a VPN on your smartphone as well because a lot of times when you are accessing the internet from a coffee shop or a hotel room or a friend's place, you're using their Wi-Fi. You don't know if that Wi-Fi is not protected. And the other advice I give to everyone is make sure you turn off Wi-Fi when you're traveling. Like I'm traveling now, I have my Wi-Fi off. Because when your Wi-Fi is on, it's trying to attach to any closest VPN to get to the internet.
Wow.
And there's been several reports along the strip here where they'd have fake Wi-Fi hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
And tourists would connect to one of these fake hotspots, think that they're on the internet, but they're actually trapped by hackers in order to get their data and their information. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful. That's why I would tell everyone, and make sure you have a VPN and you are very confident that that's a Wi-Fi hotspot that is secure and safe.
Oh, my goodness. And so let's also talk about one of the transactions that we use as business owners. We use a lot of cash transactions. We use the Cash App. We use Zelle, you know. There's so many different forms. Venmo. Can you share with us what are some of the safety precautions we need to make using these?
Sure. Those cash companies are very good. They're convenient for all of us. We make our purchases online. What we need to make sure is that we do not have them connected to a debit or credit card that will compromise our financial position. In other words, if you are using your Zelle or one of the Cash App cards and it's connected to your debit card, make sure it's a debit card account that you can control how much the balance is on that account.
Okay.
Yeah, in other words, you'd have a second checking account, if you would, and you can have that one used for your online purchases. So if you're getting ready to buy something, for example, $100, well, you only put $100 in that account for that debit card, because if anything is compromised, you're not losing anything, versus having it connect to your main checking account where all your money's at.
Wow, that is so smart. So have the Zelle account or the Cash App or whatever attached to an account that's not the main account that has all our money, money going in.
Right. You don't have it connected. Correct. You don't have it connected to it. That's right.
Because they can get in your Zelle account and take all the money out.
They can get in your Zelle account and take all the money out. And if they have compromised your user ID and your password or your Zelle on any of your cash accounts like that, they can have the system transfer deposits from your checking account over to the Zelle account. So that's the reason why you do this.
Oh, wow.
Because you have no money.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you don't have any money in there, it's nothing for them to transfer over.
Right, absolutely. But, okay, now the thing is,
so
when they're using Zelle, can they see your account number or the card number, or they're just pulling the money out of the account blind without that information?
Well, it really depends on what kind of compromise you have. If you have a compromise where they have your user ID and your password, they can log it back into your Zelle account after you've already left. It's like having an extra key to your house.
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow.
Yep.
That's really scary.
Yep.
That is really, truly scary. Well,
you just have to be careful. We just have to be careful, and what you're doing is a good service by letting people know about this in your audience and have them aware of this kind of stuff, because this is what slows it. What you're doing, having this conversation, is what slows down the hackers and their menacing activities, because now more people are aware of it. And they will do what they can to protect their financial interests.
So one of the ways you said they're coming through Facebook Messenger and your Instagram DM, what other ways are hackers trying to access our information that we need to be aware of, or that you might, have seen in the past that's real common that we need to watch out for?
Well, sure. One of the biggest things going on right now is ransomware and the rise of ransomware. And what ransomware is, it is like it sounds. Your information on your computer is held hostage until you pay money to the criminals, to the bad guys, to get your data
what
back.
What the mess? Your own information. Wow.
Yes, your own information.
Okay.
And they're pretty brazen about this, too. They will lock up your computer where when you turn it on, you can't get into it. There's a 1-800 number for you to call to pay sometimes minimum of $500 or more. Usually it's into the hundreds of thousands of dollars for corporations. And they will lock up your computer and not allow you to have access to it unless you
That's
pay them money
crazy.
In Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. But it gets worse.
And even then,
there are people
why would
that
I,
say,
and,
There are people that will say, well, I'm not going to pay you, forget it. You know, I'm not going to pay you guys anything. Then the hackers would say, okay, great, you don't pay us. We have your data. We'll take it to the black market and sell it to other hackers. And now the hackers still made money because they sold it to other
people
that have your data where they can try to go and exploit you and extort you in different ways.
See, and I was just thinking about that, though. What is the chances of them even still, okay, I wouldn't even trust that. First of all, you're a thief. So if you steal, you know, you lie. I wouldn't even trust you at that point, right? So what do we do in them circumstances, Matt? How do we, if someone does that and they want to hold us ransom for our information, is that what we call you? What do we do?
Well, the best thing to do for that is always make sure you have a backup of your data.
Mm-hmm.
You have your backup of your data, and you take the precautions of having a backup plan, like what we just talked about, having antivirus software on your computer, having the VPN on your computer. Again, making backups on a daily basis of your data, maybe storing it in a cloud somewhere, have an extra copy available. Mm-hmm. But always use and also make sure that you go through the updates that you get from Microsoft where you have the latest updates on your computer, because what they are doing is making sure that any new vulnerabilities that your software has, that they are covered and they are protected. Those are just some of the things that you could do.
Good. Okay. Because I'm like, that is just really, you know, scary when you just think about that. Like, golly, you know, it's like, if you do it, you know, you lose. If you don't do it, you lose. It's like, man, I wouldn't trust them. So I guess the
best.
Right.
And with any hacker or bad guy, like you said, they're bad guys. They're liars. You pay them the money. You get your data back. 6 months later, they could come back and strike you again.
What? Because they got all your information.
Right. So it's really a very tough position that people are in when they do that kind of thing, when they steal data like that and or lock up their system, they can't get into it. You know, the scenario that I like to use to explain to certain people what ransomware is, just think of the bad guys. You went to work and the bad guys changed all the locks in your house and you're not at your home. They changed all the locks. You come back home, try to get in your house. You can't get in, but there's a note on the door that says, hey, you want the key to get in your house? We got it. We ain't going to give it to you unless you pay us $100. That's
what?
Basically what they're doing. Yes.
That's crazy.
That's what ransomware is
like.
Yep. That's what ransomware is like.
And this is happening more and more frequently, you're starting to see.
Happening more, yes, more and more frequently. Because people either will get caught in that email malware with a phishing attempt, right?
Wow.
Where they'll have a phishing attempt, they'll click on an email message from somebody that they think that's their bank or a friend or someone that says, hey, Kim, here's a video I thought I saw you in. Is this you? And you click on an email, and that email has ransomware files that will save on your computer that will lock up your system.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Good grief.
Yeah.
Well, Mac, this has been very, very interesting. It's mind-blowing. Like, you spend that much time trying to destroy other people's lives when you could work just as hard to just build your life the right way.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out there.
It is, man.
That's good.
Jeez.
Yeah, 2022 is going to offer a lot more opportunity. 2022 is going to offer a lot more opportunities for bad guys to try to compromise computer systems from people. However, more and more people are concerned about this and are taking precautions to protect their data. Small things like protecting your password, using a password manager is another good one, a piece of advice too, Kim. And what a password manager is, Kim, that it's a program that can remember all of the passwords that you use when you surf the internet, all the, your bank password, your financial company's password, your social media. Password management system will encrypt, scramble your passwords and user IDs, and you could have unique ones. And I would definitely that would be another recommendation I would suggest too, is to use a password management system.
I like that. And before you go, I do have one more question. Would you say that the pandemic has fraud gotten worse, you know, after the pandemic?
Yes, it has gotten worse after the pandemic because people, first of all, COVID is very much a scary thing, and it's real. And hackers have found a way even to send emails out to people telling them about COVID tests or COVID evaluations just to get them. It's called phishing, you know, that's why it's called phishing, to get them to click on a link. They could disguise the email saying that their friend has COVID, you know, click on this link to make sure you don't. And the link, it's all fake, but they're trying to get to your data.
That's
and
crazy.
What they're looking for, yes, is your Social Security number, anything that can personally identify you, your birthday, Social Security number, passport number, all of that. It's worth a valuable amount of information. I think of it this way, Kim, as a jigsaw puzzle, right? And every piece of that puzzle has a piece of information about you. So think of your portrait made up as a jigsaw puzzle, and all the pieces are scattered throughout the internet. What the hacker will do is try to find your information based upon other databases that have stolen your data, and to put together this puzzle, which is your identity. Once your identity is put together, they can turn around and sell that puzzle, that profile of you, to another bad guy for thousands of dollars.
Oh, my.
Because that other bad guy, Kim, could use it to pretend to be you to actually do something illegal. What if they get a fake driver's
that
license with your picture on it? Stuff like that, yeah.
Wow.
So the moral of the story is awareness.
I know that's right.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, that is something else. Well, I appreciate you so much, Mac. Our time is coming on all too quickly, but you've given us some amazing insight so that we can truly, you know, learn how to be proactive when it comes to protecting our families, our businesses, and ourselves. So thank you for your time. Please share with our loyal listeners how they can reach out to you if they have questioning or maybe to consult with you and your services.
Sure, no problem, Kim. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate speaking to your audience. You can reach me on my website. It's at macjacksonjr.com. That's macjacksonjr.com. Or you can give me a call at 1-702-868-0808. Drop me a line or leave a comment, and I will talk to you about what we could do to protect your personal business, your online business, and help you mitigate some of these dangerous and threatening cyber crimes that are going on.
Wonderful. Well, I am just truly, truly excited. Thank you so much once again, you know, for enlightening us. You know, I'm really glad that you took this time to share with us the necessary steps. I'm going to have to get a VPN for my phone and for my laptop because, I didn't know
that's
if we
right.
could do one. Yeah, so definitely I appreciate that. And,
antivirus software.
So, right, antivirus. Yes, now that can also, we can get on our mobile device as well?
Absolutely, because think about it. Your mobile device is nothing more than a smaller version of your computer. It's a mini-me of your PC, as I call it.
Wow. Look at that. Now, would they get it separately, or can they get one antivirus for both? Or there's one for the mobile, and there's one for, like, your desktop or laptop?
Sure, you go to the, like I mentioned, the iOS store, the Apple store, or the Android store. You can download the antivirus software for your mobile. You go online to the website. Like, for example, there's one called Norton 360 is one example. There's several of them, but Norton's one of them. And you can download that onto your laptop or desktop.
Wow. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Our time's come and gone, Mac. Definitely, you know, I'd love to have you back. I appreciate all that you've poured into my audience tonight, praying that God blesses you back tremendously for the time that you served this evening. So thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio. We got to have you back again soon.
You're welcome. Anytime. Be glad to be there.
Awesome. All right, listeners. So definitely make sure that you take the time out. Support Mac Jackson Jr. What an amazing, amazing evening. I really want for you guys to make sure you check him out at MacJacksonJr.com. You can view more information there. Learning more about how to protect your identity, you know, your technology, and most importantly, your future, right? Because it takes only minutes to destroy you, but it takes sometimes years for you to rebuild and capture everything that was destroyed by a cyber criminal. So I appreciate him so much for coming onto Brown Sugar Radio this evening, and we're going to go ahead and close. I want to tell you all, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful New Year's Eve, because I know I am. Can't wait to talk to you all next year with more amazing topics. We've got some exciting things in the works. Really, really awesome. And for my ambitious women, make sure if you're in the Vegas Valley, actually, even if you're not, if you need a girls getaway, Vegas is the spot, okay? Check out ambitiouswomencrownretreat.com. I would love for you to come and join me here in Vegas. We're going to have a remarkable time. Queen style, right? It's time for you to elevate your lifestyle, lady, and get the pampering that you deserve as a queen. And so join me in my luxurious suite at the Bellagio, and we're also going to have the Royal Extravaganza on that Saturday night. I want to have all of you there celebrating with us with a remarkable evening we're going to have. And so definitely, like I said, visit ambitiouswomencrown.com so that you – no, it's ambitiouswomencrownretreat.com so that you can learn more information on this fabulous event that I'm hosting here in Vegas. The only way that I know how to do it, and that's queen style. All right? So thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. Have a happy, happy new year. And you guys stay blessed. Good night.